The What Happens in Vegas podcast is hosted by Dr. Stephanie Canestrero, who is a functional medicine practitioner and owner of the Vegas Clinic. Through each episode, Dr. Stephanie will share her wealth of knowledge and insights from being in the functional medicine industry for more than 10 years. Through solo and guest episodes, the What Happens in Vegas podcast will break down the fundamentals of how our bodies function and tangible ways to maintain a healthy mind, body, and soul. She will welcome experts from around the world to discuss gut health, high performance, biohacking, longevity, and so much more. Listen in each week to learn and leave empowered with tangible knowledge to enhance and live your best life.
But in terms of the power you absorb, when you're standing outside in the sun and the photons per second you absorb, over 70% of that is near infrared. So the vast majority of our experience with light in nature is near infrared. Mm-hmm. Near infrared is the high energy infrared that's right next to red light.
Okay, today we have Brian Richards here, the founder of Sauna Space. I'm so happy to have you here. You have your own story that got you interested in saunas and light therapy. And I didn't even mention this before we started talking, but I'm very passionate about EMF and EMF blocking. So I love, love, love your product. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie. Really appreciate being here.
Yeah. So tell us how you kind of got into this space, because you have an interesting story of, you know, going to the more natural healing side. So how did you get into this space?
Yeah. So I grew up with two, both my parents were doctors. My mom's she's still practicing here in Columbia, Missouri, an integrative general practitioner. Mm-hmm. So she's very functional and integrative, but she's an MD.
Yeah.
And my father is a now retired radiologist. Wow. So I grew up in Montana and I saw both styles of care growing up. I was often at my mom's office, you know, after school, and then also with my dad waiting for him to get done with his radiology work. You know, he focused on MRIs and mammograms. And so his approach was more the allopathic approach of diagnose and then treat with some pharmacological agent. Mm-hmm. And it was more of a, I would say the success there was mixed. It led to, honestly, a lot of stress for my father, you know, emotionally and having to deal with that. And I don't know how successful ultimately, you know, he was definitely having a positive influence on things, but the problem was the whole paradigm in my mind. Mm-hmm. On the other side, I see my mom prescribing vitamin therapy mm-hmm. in the 80s in Montana. It was like, she was pretty avant-garde, you know, for her. So I saw that. And I didn't realize then, but I realized later growing up that, wow, what my mom was doing was so special. It was so unique. And it was really this natural approach. There was something more there than I felt was more value, you know, lower risk, higher benefit than these allopathic approaches in general. So I had, at the end of my college career, all these weird symptoms. I had acne and mind racing and insomnia. I was lethargic. I was irascible. I was kind of irritable, you know, and moody. And I felt like, you know, this is not me. This is not how I see myself, but it's how I'm presenting to the world. And I got recommended to take, you know, certain pharmaceutical drugs like Accutane for acne. It's a pretty powerful pharmaceutical with a lot of side effects. And I saw that and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And I asked my mom and I talked to my mom. She's like, you know, you're probably toxic. You probably just need to do sauna. And I was like, huh. I look online. I love to research. I'm a curious man. And I found all the amazing research in the literature in the PubMed about sauna, which we can talk about. It reduces your risk of all-cause mortality, of dying of all things non-trauma related.
Yeah.
And at the end of my research, though, what was interesting is I found this concept called the electric light bath. And it was invented by Dr. Kellogg in 1891. And it was right after light bulbs were invented. Dr. Kellogg was part of a movement of practitioners who were using electric lamps, electric light bulbs for healing. Mm-hmm. There was Dr. Gaudioli and Dr. Babbitt and Dr. Dinshaw. And this was all around the time of Tesla, you know, and Edison. They were all contemporaries. And so Dr. Kellogg had a spa in Battle Creek, Michigan, and he built this electric light bath, this sauna made of light bulbs. And he was using it, and he documented all this on like 50,000 patients in the early 20th century, wrote a book about it called Light Therapeutics, published in 1910. And you can read this. And in it, he talks about how he cured every single type of chronic disease he came up against. And he documents all of it really methodically, very fascinating book he wrote. And he said, there's something, I don't know, he didn't know about mitochondria, and he didn't know about all the things we know today in terms of modern observation, but he knew there's something special about the light and heating a person up much more effectively than the regular Turkish bath. So he has all this success, and then this and all the other electric light therapy, the original man-made light therapy, was lost in time with the publication of the Flexner Report, the rise of the AMA and the FDA, and the suppression of, you know, chiropractic and cancer spas and all the other stuff in the early part of the 20th century. So I was blown away by this, and I decided to build my own. And I'm a builder, I'm a tinker, I love to make things with my hands. So I built my own and used it before bed, and I slept well, like immediately. And then the same experience happened the next night. I used it and I slept well, and my insomnia was gone for all intents and purposes. And so that led to me using it like for 6 months, really every day, you know, maybe four times a week. And at the end of that, that's when I looked back and I realized, wow, my skin looks amazing. And all these obvious things like my sleeping patterns and stuff like that were better. But there were all these qualitative things that were more subtle that I noticed, and also noticed only after 6 months. I realized that I had brain fog and I wasn't aware of it. So my mind's clear, my energy's way, way higher, and my just overall mood and cognitive function and patience and all these sorts of qualitative neuropsychological, you know, aspects of my being were dramatically different, dramatically better. And I was very shocked by this. And I was, and I realized like, I didn't really do anything. I wasn't doing things, you know, in medicine and in health, we're always being told, you got to do this, you got to do that. There's this transactional aspect to it, you know, do get X, Y, and Z benefits. And with what I was doing, sitting in the electric light bath, is just being. I was just sitting there on my lazy butt, sweating, relaxing, being mindful. And all these things happened that transformed my health. And I looked around and I was like, why can't you buy this type of technology in a sauna and in later in a light therapy device as well? And so that inspired the formation of the company. I made a few for friends and family and eventually got a doctor's endorsement. And I was like, whoa, I was doing rental real estate at the time. And I loved building things, but I didn't have the emotional constitution for that work. Like being a landlord, it's just, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, it's hard.
Thing, it was not jiving at all. And then in this, what happened, what really struck a chord for me was an early customer called me crying, telling me how much I had transformed her life, that she had this autoimmune stuff and she lost her job and she had family relationship challenges and her life was wrecked by her onset of her disease. And she said after 3 or 4 months of using this very bricolage at that time sauna that I had made for her, it transformed her life, her family life. She got her job back, all this stuff. And like, it got me to tear up on the phone too. And I realized that this is what I need to be doing. Since then, I've been obsessively trying to do one thing, which is make this like most amazing, glorious sauna that I could possibly do.
Yeah. And it's an amazing thing because like you said, what else can you do? What other one thing that can you do that lowers all causes of mortality? Like I have part of the study here. It's like 22, if you do it 2 to 3 times a week, it's like 22% lower risk of sudden cardiac death, which has gone up in the last 4 years, more than ever, sudden cardiac death. So you can, just by going in 2 to 3 times a week, get that down 22%. If you go up to 4 to 7, it's like everything else is much higher, right? It's wild. Like, so you have, and yours has added benefits, but can you tell us, because people get confused over far infrared, infrared, near infrared, full spectrum. So yours is a it's a full spectrum, correct? But it's a red light. It's
Yeah,
a
just before I get into that, just to tag on to the study that you mentioned. So the more the sauna you use the sauna, the more it reduces your risk of all kinds of mortality. But also in that same study, they followed those 2,000 Finnish males for another 6 years, and they looked at dementia outcomes, and they republished that study in 2021, and they found the same reduction. So what they found is the more you use sauna, the more your risk of dementia goes down. And this is a large population study over like 30 years now. It's it's very compelling.
65% lower risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, 77% lower risk of developing psychosis. Like, it's wild.
And those are two things, like you mentioned, like if you look at cardiovascular related death and brain problems that people have nowadays, like early onset Alzheimer's, like those are two of the some of the biggest problems we have nowadays. And here's one practice that hits all of them and apparently does a lot more. So yeah, it's really wild how powerful it is and how accessible it is, how easy it is. For us though, Sonospace is using the electric light bulb, which is the incandescent light bulb. So it's very different from all these other saunas out there that are heating you with other technologies. Most of the infrared saunas are far infrared saunas. So they're using long wavelength infrared to heat the body up. And then there's the traditional sauna that has like a hot rocks and a big coil heater that is heating up the air to heat you up. Sonospace is using the incandescent bulb because we're mimicking how the sun heats you. And that's the big difference in what we do. We're saying, look, nature's wisdom rules. And the way we were heated up in nature, even before we invented fire hundreds of thousands of years ago, was ultimately the sun. And the sun is an incandescent light source that's 40% near infrared spectrally. But in terms of the power you absorb, when you stand outside in the sun and the photons per second you absorb, over 70% of that is near infrared. So the vast majority of our experience with light in nature is near infrared. Near infrared is the high energy infrared that's right next to red light that we can see. Near infrared light, we can't see. It's in this unseen portion. So we can't see it with our eyes, but it's the majority of what's coming from the sun and nourishing and healing and helping us. And the same thing with our bulb, our specially designed bulb that we use. The most of it that's emitted, even though it looks red, I've got one here. It looks red to the eye, but most of what's coming out and stimulating you is this unseen near infrared. So the difference is we're using full spectrum light, just like the sun, except that it's a cooler incandescent light source. So there's no ultraviolet and there's no blue. But the form and shape of the light is totally full spectrum. And when it's full spectrum, we're getting the synergy of the natural form of light. Just like the difference between an orange and synthetic vitamin C powder. Most of the other light therapy products on the market are LED based, and they're giving you a very tight band of red light that's at like 660 nanometers. They're not giving you this whole broad spectrum that stimulates your mitochondria. And with the saunas, most of the saunas that are infrared are giving you this far infrared that's very low down in the infrared spectrum that only forms like 3% of sunlight. Most of the way that the sun heats us radiantly is near infrared. So the difference is in mimicking nature, we have a light in terms of light therapy that's more aligned with our biology and being this broad spectrum emission where the power curve is natural and analog. And then also with the heat, we're using near infrared to heat the body, so it's radiant. And by using radiant heat, we don't have to use the air to heat us up. So in most saunas, they're 100 Finnish saunas like 180 degrees, and you have to preheat it. And the same thing with far infrared saunas, you have to preheat them a half an hour, and then they all recommend you stay in there for an hour. And they're recommending that because when we look at that study that you mentioned and the other studies like Dr. Rhonda Patrick's sauna use as a lifestyle practice to extend health span. That was a great summarizing article that I recommend everybody read. Mm-hmm. We see in all the sauna studies that you have to raise core temperature 3 degrees and sweat out a pound of water. Mm-hmm. So in a Finnish sauna and a Farnfrid sauna, you got to preheat it a long time, and then you have to stay in there an hour. Mm-hmm. And you use near-infrared light to heat the body like what we do. Mm-hmm. You don't have to preheat the sauna. You just get in, you turn the lights on. No, the heat is immediately
very quickly. Yeah.
It's boom. It's heating you. And mm-hmm. that sweat response and that core temperature elevation occurs in like 20 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's both faster and more efficient. But again, with the light, this full spectrum lights therapy inside, there's this very nourishing, meditative, joyful kind of experience. Even though the air temperature is lower, you're still sweating faster, and the light therapy is making the detox less stressful and more enjoyable. So the whole experience becomes, it's what we call the firelight spectrum. Mm-hmm. And it feels like you're sitting in front of the bonfire. It's a very, very different experience energetically.
I agree.
You know, than a hot box, you know, a big hot sauna.
I agree. And you made yours very like beautiful, aesthetically pleasing as well. I really like how it looks. I've actually put a couple of them together with some of the athletes I work with. And it's also really easy to put together and really well thought out and beautiful wood that's holding it. Like it's very, I really appreciated that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's all handmade here in the US. So that's mm-hmm. what I always wanted to do. And there's a lot of love and attention that goes behind it. Like that's one of our main core values at the company here is to be intentional mm-hmm. With how we make things, with the quality, but the energetic intention behind it, everything is like really carefully, lovingly made to serve our customers for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we're all about, and you know, we're all about empowering people to be their best. It's mm-hmm. we all have this innate ability. And that's what I love about natural integrative medicine is we are unlimited in our power to heal. We're not lacking pharmaceutical drugs. What we're lacking is these very simple ingredients that nourish us from nature. And we're beings of light. And one of the biggest ingredients and nutrients we need is light, which is really mostly near infrared light that we used to get a lot. Mm-hmm. And now we don't get so much. And then also,
well, they want to block the sun, nowadays. Right? They want to block the sun. They're always like putting up cloud seeding or putting up this. They think the sun is something so damaging. Like we've been lied to, really, like slather sunscreen on, right? But the sun isn't damaging. It's the toxins in us and around us. Like, I don't know if
you agree. We've been conditioned definitely to avoid the sun. But I agree. I think that all the problems we have are like, disease is really just a disharmony of the mm-hmm. internal environment. We have a huge pollution toxin overload. So mm-hmm. it's not enough to just mimic how humans lived ancestrally, which mm-hmm. it's important to get a lot of sun and to do mm-hmm. these things. It's also this practice of sauna, this practice of daily and weekly detox, of using hormetic stress principles to temper the body and to clean it out and purify it. Exercise and eating well is not enough. We need to purify.
No, it's not even close to enough. I can attest to that. I've had two times where my toxin bucket's overloaded and, you know, it's been terrible. Sauna's now a frequent practice of mine and it helped me get over Lyme and sweat out the toxins when I was really sick, right? And I did have cardiovascular issues that kind of felt like they came out of nowhere, but you know, I know that it's the load had built up and there was a bunch of stuff that I tested for because I like to see, but you know, we all have a mix of toxins. It's not like it's just one thing that's causing your ill health. So when you have this broad thing that can just help you eradicate toxins in general, I mean, and get the light therapy, and yours even has protection from, you know, negative frequencies because you have one that you can purchase with like it's almost like a Faraday cage. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So man-made electromagnetism for the most part is quite stressful to us. It's where bodies are not biologically programmed to respond to it. It's an environmental stress on us. And nowadays we have like a billion times more man-made EMF. I'm talking about television, radio waves, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, but particularly cell phone signal.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That's the most everywhere, but also the electricity in our homes. All this creates electric fields that cause oxidative stress, that cause aging, that cause actually DNA damage through this peroxy nitrite production process. So, you know, having a cell phone in your pocket is very toxic to your body. If you look at the literature, the most common association between cell phone use and disease is brain cancer and throat cancer. So we got an issue here that is arising, and it's clear there's association with disease, and it's most damaging to our heart and our nervous system because that's where we have most of our voltage gated calcium ion channels. And so what do we do about that? So I didn't do this in the beginning. I didn't even know about this, but like a few years into it, I met a gentleman named Brian Hoyer of Shielded Healing, who does home shielding mitigation. He's a really amazing guy. And I learned a lot about not just EMF, but like, what can we do about it? So you use shielding principles, you use metal to trap and ground out the electromagnetism. And we started incorporating this through some purpose-driven design into our products. So all of our panels are electrically and magnetically shielded. And that took a while to figure out, like the guard itself that protects the lamp, you know, you from touching the lamp, that's a grounded Faraday cage, and the wiring is all shielded and the cord is shielded. And then we said, okay, well, now we're not, Sonospace is not bringing any EMF stress to the party. Like, what else can we do? So then we developed our grounding mat. So all of our saunas have a grounding mat that's grounded to the light panels, ground in that both provides grounding therapy and earthing therapy during the session, which a lot of research into how beneficial that is. But it also protects you from the wired EMF, the wired electric fields that are in the home. And then the next challenge was, okay, how do we protect the user from all the wireless EMF, the cell phone and the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi in the home? And we eventually developed our own fabric that's made of 35% silver and organic cotton. And we created this liner system that encases the whole sauna, and it's in the curtain, and it's also grounded, and it creates what's called a grounded Faraday cage. So the electric fields hit that, and it's blocking the electric fields from coming inside, and then they get grounded out. So as long as you don't take a transmitting cell phone inside the sauna, you now have a space inside that's completely EMF free. It's really like a pre-1891 type of space. It's a space that we're supposed to be in. And when you go inside, it's so calming. It's so quiet to the senses. It's that feeling you get when you go out in nature and you can't get a cell phone signal, which is harder and harder to find nowadays, but
it is.
You get that. So you're out in nature. You don't have no cell phone signal at all. Your feet are in the ground and those negative ions are, you know, getting rid of your positive charge, and all of that. All these things create stack up and create this experience in our sauna that's very unique and very calming to the nervous system, and very very helpful in return grounding you and returning you to yourself and getting you out of the fight or flight state and out of the overstimulation of modern life. That, you know, the luxury nowadays is not like Bluetooth speakers and like all those types of bells and whistles. The luxury is being quiet, and that's in sight and sound and also electromagnetically. So we've created this experience, and it's an optional upgrade that people can do, but people who get it love it and find that it becomes very much, it becomes so much more than light therapy and sauna. It becomes this mindfulness and this very meditative experience that you have at the same time that you're getting all the sauna benefits and these light therapy benefits that all of us should be getting somehow every day. And if we can't get it from nature, this, I argue, this is like the next best thing.
I saw your friends with Dr. David Lawrence, and he was doing methylene blue in your sauna too. Like, you can add stacks to make, you know, saunas even more beneficial. And I see on your site, you guys have a methylene blue.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Well. John Lawrence. Yeah. Dr. Yeah. Lawrence down. Yeah. He's based in Sarasota. Yeah. He's a really amazing guy. Big expert on melatonin and methylene blue as well. Yeah. Methylene blue is really interesting. It was invented as a dye in the 1800s, but it was found to have anti-malarial properties at the end of the 19th century. And I think it's ivermectin that is based on methylene blue, but or maybe it's
Hydroxychloroquine?
or maybe it's
No,
hydroxychloroquine.
hydroxychloroquine is quinine. So I think
That's
you're
quinine. Yeah, I think it's ivermectin that's based on
right.
it. But prior to ivermectin, there was methylene blue, and the British Army used this on their soldiers in World War I. And so it has this use as antimicrobial and antibacterial agent, and it also upregulates your mitochondria. So for someone whose mitochondria are not working right, you get improved brain function, you get improved energy production. But what's really fascinating about it is it's a photodynamic agent. So it interacts with near infrared light, and works better, basically. So you can take methylene blue before you get in the sauna, about 20 minutes before, and it's enhancing the mitochondrial stimulation benefits of the light therapy.
Ever wondered how you could kickstart your body's natural healing process without invasive methods? Enter Sonospace Saunas, your non-invasive ticket to rejuvenation and vitality. Sonospace harnesses the power of light therapy and heat therapy, all in one incredible package. As you have heard in this episode, regular sauna sessions reduce inflammation, boosts blood flow, enhances oxygen, improves circulation, promotes muscle relaxation, and turbocharges cellular energy production. So why wait? Experience the transformative power of Sonospace saunas today and unlock your body's full potential. Use code VEGASCLINIC at checkout for 10% off your purchase. And remember, that is Vegas spelt VAGUS. Now back to the show.
And you can also take methylene blue before you get into the sun. Now, there's a question of how much methylene blue is, how much should you take? You don't really need a whole lot. I know Dr. Mercolis says like a half to 1 milligram per kilogram of body weight. Dr. Laurence will say you can take more than that. It really depends on how much, where you're at, and it's
Where you're
important.
at for sure, because it can cause di like it can because it starts to kill stuff. So when you can't clear like the toxicity, that's why it's good using it with the sauna because you're actually getting this stuff out. But yeah, I think that high dosing is when you have someone helping you along with it, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I think
yeah.
especially if you're sick,
If you're
when
sick,
I
for sure.
travel, I usually take methylene blue while I travel.
I always have it on me when I travel, for sure.
Yeah, and so it's kind of messy. You gotta like be careful when you cut it. It stains everything, but yeah, it's a very cool way to stack in the sauna. And another cool thing you can do to stack in the sauna is to do use a lymphatic drainage device, like a flow
Flow
presso
vibe.
has.
Yeah, they
The
have the
flow
flow
vibe, that
vibe.
little wand, So you use that on your lymph nodes while you're doing the sauna to, because when you do sauna, you're detoxing all the stuff out of your cells and it goes into your lymphatic system. And some of it is sweat out, and then some of it goes to the bowels and the kidneys. And so we're just trying to promote that drainage. So you can do that during the sauna session. And you can also, after the sauna, like we include with our saunas a shower, an exfoliating shower brush. You can use that or like an exfoliation glove and exfoliate in the shower afterwards after your pores are really open. You can really knock off a lot of dead skin cells off your skin and further support the elimination process. So that's a great hack. And there's actually one more that's I think is really important, and that's using a binder.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of binders. I don't know what you recommend. I've been using lately a CellCore binder, HMET. But you can take activated charcoal, like Dr. Chris Shade of Quicksilver Scientific has a great Pushkesh protocol, so he has like an activated charcoal binder. People use chlorella sometimes and bentonite clay, but all that is like you get toxins that are unlocked and they're
Released.
going out, and you want to capture them. And so I highly recommend taking a binder right after you do a sauna session.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about binders. They helped, like they feel like they saved me, right? I got really sick when I was away and I had to get home, and binders are what caught enough of the toxic load to like get me home that I didn't like felt like I was going to literally die. So, but I love CellCore binders because I love the humic and fulvics, but Yeah, we use all different types of binders depending on what's going on. Sometimes we get like as deep down as doing like micro silica and stuff like that, especially when you see aluminum really high, like when we're trying to get really more specific for people who are sick. I mean, but we work with a lot of athletes as well who just want to do performance optimization, or they just want to be the best that they can be, which is what we help them with using these same tools, right? Because we're all exposed to this toxic load. Like, it's not just people who are sick. Like, if you want to live longer, prevent all of these diseases, right, that we were just talking about.
Well, we should at one point we should talk about that because we focus a lot on health and getting well, but we should talk about how sauna and light therapy are used for performance optimization,
Yes,
particularly
let's
for
talk
like,
about it.
the one percenters, like people who are super athletes. What can it do for them? So both sauna and light therapy improve cognitive function. And that it's not just like thinking clearly, that's responsiveness and recall and decision making. And when you're a football player and you have to make these fraction of a second decisions, it's a cutting edge thing that you get is improved that a cognitive benefit to sauna and light therapy more than even the cardiovascular benefit is probably the biggest game changer that you can get from it. But also sauna heat tempers you. So it makes you more able to endure heat stress. Like if you're playing outside when it's hot, you can go longer. And also sauna is one of the most powerful things to increase your HRV over your baseline. So sauna is kind of a sympathetic activity. It raises your heart rate and your blood flow gets going. But as soon as you're done with the sauna, you have this really strong swing of the nervous system into the relaxed state. And you usually see a very large HRV boost right after a sauna session. So it's a very powerful way to temper the body and make it really resilient. And that does translate to sort of athletic performance as well. And it's also used for recovery. So you work out really hard, you get a lot of lactic acid buildup. So you can use sauna to help detox and process that and improve recovery. There's also, I forget what it's called, but like, when you work out, when you lift weights and you get the muscle pains the day after, I know there's a scientific term for that,
Like
but
DOMS, delayed
yeah,
onset
DOMS.
muscle
Yeah,
soreness.
exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much. So you can use photobiomodulation and light therapy
Oh
to
yeah, for sure.
minimize the DOMS that you get afterwards.
I love red light for that, and I have a lot of the players travel with red lights, but I saw you have a travel, you can travel with your one bulb too, so I'm gonna mention that to them as
Yeah,
well.
that's this right here. I have it on a desk arm right
Yeah,
here, but it's
but I saw you
like,
have a bag that makes it easy for travel, and it's all like protected and all that.
yeah, we have a cute little soft case that we that's hand sewn and handmade, and that keeps it safe. I travel everywhere with this, honestly, and I don't, I usually don't take the sauna with me when I'm traveling, but with this, you have your red light and your near infrared light therapy benefit to it, but you have a lot of other benefit too to this, so. What's unique about the Sonospace is full spectrum incandescent light is it also cancels out blue light and flickering light. And so when I'm in front of you, in front of the screen, there's a lot of blue light, LED light that's blue above. The blue light is very to toxic to us. It's stressful and it's high energy visible light. It causes free radical formation. It disrupts your hormones.
And we get too much of it, right, too.
And we get way too much, We used to be out in nature, so we got, 10, 15% blue light from the sun, but 70% near infrared. So all of the damage from ultraviolet and blue is totally counteracted by the healing with near infrared. Now we're indoors. We've removed the infrared spectrum from indoor lighting and we've amped up the blue. So we're getting way too much of the damaging light. And what do? We can't like change out all these LED things and all the screens are all LED anyway. So my solution is, you work and you live indoors with either our portable therapy light next to you, or you can also buy our sauna panel and literally have it like a fireplace in your living room. And you can use this light to counteract the blue light, the measurable blue light, and the flickering stress of LED light. And you can use it for clean light after dark and as a better night light. And also in the morning, like when I'm in the hotel room, or somewhere, I make sure that even just for a minute, I turn on my portable light and get this firelight spectrum in my eyes. And that's like doing Agnihotra. It's telling your brain, oh, that's the sunrise. And you're supposed to get that light first during the day. That sets your neurological system correctly, hormonally and so forth for the day. So it's this really simple, cool way to keep your body, like from a light perspective, optimized wherever you are.
Yeah, like our circadian rhythm you talk about, I know, and that is helpful for getting that light in your face in the morning, right? To mimic that sunshine if you can't get it.
Yeah, and also after dark, we're not supposed to get any blue light. And so when
no
you get blue light after
dark,
it's just horrible for men's testosterone and so many other things. But we don't want to be completely in the darkness, you know, after dark. We want to hang out with our family and friends. So this light that we use, this firelight spectrum, is a really practical way to hang out. And then you know, when you have the firelight in your living room, it's almost like, just like the sauna, so I'll get a little existential here for a second. So first we use this stuff to heal our bodies, right? We're trying to detox, but it invariably has this effect of bringing clarity to your mind. And when you start to heal and you start to take care of yourself, it gives you the motivation and excitement to do other things for your self-care and change other things in your life. And hey, I'm going to change what I eat. I'm going to go to sleep earlier. I'm not going to do so much blue light late. And so you start to get a clarity of mind, which then leads to, for some people in the beginning, but also later, a spiritual awakening or a spiritual realignment. We're all spiritual. We want to be doing what we love and having purpose and meaning in our lives and knowing ourselves. And so as we clear up the body and we get rid of these foreign things that aren't us in us, we become more ourselves. We become the best and highest version of ourselves. And again, we start to change our lifestyle practices to align to, you know, this better version of ourselves. And so maybe we sit in front of the fire, you know, the sauna space fireplace or the photon, and we just have some tea and we reconnect instead of just getting home and using TV and a coffee to de-stress. We're returning to the things that actually nourish us and heal us in our lives. So what we do is a very easy way to just be, to just chill. This light, you just put it on next to you. You're bringing nature spectrum indoors. It's not like this active therapy, you know, it's kind of a passive therapy, but it begins to influence you and align you with this better version of yourself. That it's not like nobody's broken. We're not trying to fix anybody. We're just trying to remove obstacles and dissonances that are challenging you and preventing you from you know, being your best.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. When I had all of this happen and I felt hijacked and I felt like disconnected from my higher self when I got really sick. And, you know, what you're talking about, like that being present, being in the now, and even talking about how after the sauna, it turns on your parasympathetic nervous system. You're getting into that like vagus nerve, that time where you can connect to a higher, you know, you get into a better frequency, your own body. So light's healing, frequencies are healing. Our body has healthy and unhealthy frequencies. And so you can connect higher and you start to feel that again, right? So I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the one thing that I was going to go back to, because we were talking about EMF and it's one of my favorite topics right now, because I was really electro hypersensitive when I had more toxins and toxicity.
Yeah.
Now I feel I can handle it, right? You don't attract as much, but you still want to protect yourself. Like the dose makes the poison. So I love that you created like the Faraday cage, but you had also brought up like the voltage gated calcium channels. And we've seen this uptick in heart problems. And a lot of people, you know, have blamed it on maybe COVID or the COVID vaccine. But what also got rolled out was like this 5G technology that you brought up, the voltage gated calcium channels. And I talk about this a lot because I started seeing in people having heart problems, their calcium was super high in their serum, which is the most tightly regulated. So we were getting this influx of calcium into the cells, damage, and then your body has too much calcium and then you feel overstimulated. You have lots of heart issues. It's very toxic to your body. So I was just glad that you brought that up because I feel like not a lot of people know about that right now. right?
Yeah. So it's important to understand that we're beings of frequency.
Yeah.
And that's not a metaphor. We have more than being biochemical. Everything in our body down to the quantum level is controlled by electricity and electric fields and electromagnetism. I mean, look what's happening. We're taking near infrared light from the sun and we're converting light into electricity in our body, into energy. We're going from photon to electron in the body. It literally, the light receptor protein in the mitochondria is called the cytochrome. It's the cell of light. So that's one example. The voltage-gated calcium ion channels are another example. The blood-brain barrier is a voltage gate. The blood flows down the arteries. That's an electro-potential force. Yes. That's not a mechanical force.
No, everyone thinks it's mechanical. You know,
all the blood. Yeah. Our heart actually vortexes the blood that goes through the heart and structures it. And when water is in the blood, is in a structured state, it moves with free energy. It moves electrostatically down the arteries. It's not mechanical. It also, our bodies are trying to constantly get all the components of our body, the water and the cells and everything, in the correct and proper electronic state. And so some things that disrupt that are heavy metals and toxins from the environment, positively charged bacteria and pathogens, and then the EMF stuff that you're talking about. So these man-made electric fields are disrupting the electrical systems, and they're not able to work optimally in the body. And then if there's a bunch of heavy metals and aluminum in the body, the electric fields, we become more conductive. We become more of an antenna, and we're more sensitive. You know, we're more hypersensitive to the electric fields. And there's other things too. Like nowadays, there is a nanotechnology that's called quantum dot technology and graphene oxide technology. So these are carbon-based man-made nanoparticles that are conductive. And when they get stimulated by an electric field from the cell phone signal in our body, they create things called hydrogels. They create these growing spiral structures that can damage our blood vessels. And basically what I'm saying is the man-made things that we're getting poisoned with make us more susceptible to the EMF than we would be otherwise. And then the EMF load that's on us is much greater now with the introduction of 5G. We have a lot more 4G wattage and the 800 to 2 gigahertz range. We have a new 6 gigahertz range, and we have a millimeter wave range, which is at 27 gigahertz. That's the same tech that's at the airport, that's the body scanner, that's using it to convey the cell phone signal between the towers. So all of that leads to, hey, if we didn't have so many heavy metals or so much petrochemical toxins, it wouldn't be so bad. But or maybe if we didn't have so much EMF, it wouldn't be so bad. But it reaches a point where we have this environment that's becoming extremely toxic to the human body. And I don't want to be, you know, into the doom and gloom. I think
me neither.
There's a lot of positive. There's a great, great positive message here. It's to detox, to get this stuff out of you. And there's also another fascinating thing about sauna that that our audience should understand. So what do you do about this oxidative? Okay, I can detox the things out of my body, but what about the damage and the oxidative stress, the voltage-gated calcium ion channel stress and the peroxynitrite stress that the EMFs themselves are causing? So sauna, through vascular shear stress and the production of, increases the production of tetrahydrobiopterin, BH4, and that competes with peroxynitrite and grabs it. And so what happens is when you use sauna, you're reversing the oxidative stress damage of EMFs. You're literally doing this electromagnetic detox. And so it's sauna is not just with our sauna and all saunas, you're healing yourself from this damage you get daily being out in the cities and the electromagnetism that we've created around us. So it's another reason that daily and weekly sauna practice is so significant and transformative in keeping us healthy in the modern environment. So all these things, you know, there's different ways to deal with quantum dot, you know, the nanoparticle technology, like EDTA, some people recommend to detox with. There's certain herbs. There's like Dr. Artises and Dr. Group's foreign protein cleanse is a really cool herb blend to sort of deal with this. And
Yeah.
also, it appears that there might be potential for the photobiomodulation, the near-infrared light, to help break up the hydrogels actually in the body. So yes, there's more toxins than ever in the environment and more, but we have some amazing powerful tools nowadays to even we have even, you know, as those things come out, we have more and more powerful tools to keep ourselves healthy. But the tools are definitely harnessing the natural healing powers that we have inside instead of like going against it.
But that's why it's so important. That's why we're talking about this to people, because ignorance is not bliss in these situations. Because if you do find yourself how I was feeling, it's not as easy to get answers. Like, really, what you just learned right now could protect people from much more, or even help you get over being sick than if you have to go through, maybe sometimes the conventional medicine doesn't see all of this, right? They don't point out these, they don't even recognize like electro hypersensitivity sometimes, or all these things that can cause it. So just like educating yourself is empowering. It's all about being empowered, right? It's that's information is there. That's why we're trying to get knowledge out, so that you can feel empowered and not feel discouraged or scared. I never want people to feel more fear. My whole thing is I felt absolutely terrible. I thought I was dying, and now I'm not reacting to these things anymore, right? That's the kind of overreaching thing that I try to get people, but people get caught up in the minutia and they just want to get scared at the little details. But the overreaching thing is that you can bind, you can sweat, you can do simple things that you have access to, and you can he either heal or just become more healthy than you already are, or optimize, right?
Yeah, you it's important to not get into a fear-based mindset. That's when upper brain function shuts down. First step is to develop an awareness of what's going on. And then we're learning from amazing people like yourself, you know, like what's out there and what can we do about it. And then the next step is to realize with hormetic stress, which is almost everything, food, light, sauna, cold plunge, it requires it. There's never an exact answer on how much do I need of what. It requires a development and an awareness of the self and a development of our own intuition, so that when we do things, we know how those things make us feel. I do sauna, and this is how I feel afterwards. So maybe I can do more next time, or maybe I did too long of a session. And the same thing with food. I eat something, and it didn't go well with me, and paying attention to that instead of outsourcing our decision making to the experts. We need to instead be informed by the experts and be careful who we're listening to, but then to gather all that information and form our own perspective and apply it in the use of our own intuition, because we know inside everything. We're all knowing. We have this divine inner engineering, and we've just been conditioned in the West, in the modern world, to not listen to ourselves. But when we're listening to ourselves, it's the most powerful thing we can do for our health is to really pay attention and see, like, how am I feeling right now? And it's not just about what we eat and you know, and the therapies we do. It's also the relationships we have and our mindset. And, you know, when we have emotions and feelings and thoughts that come up, we realize that those are all our emotions and our thoughts, and we are the master of them. The awareness that we have inside it is above and beyond the system that we live in. You know, our mind is our mind. We are not our mind. Our mind is our mind, and our feelings are our feelings, but we control them. And to have a positive relationship with that and realize that they're telling us things. And when we have a bad feeling or we have a negative thought, step back and to observe it and say, well, why am I having that thought? And where is that coming from? And to allow that to process, to not like ignore it, but to understand that that's your own innate intelligence trying to communicate with you and to get back in touch with it.
I totally agree. I love that. And I think people need to do more of the introspection and what makes sense to them, because you'll get a feeling of who you should work with, what's the right tool for you, what resonates with you. We know, is what you're saying, that innate feeling of our innate intelligence, of that deeper knowing, if we actually quiet ourselves enough to reconnect with it.
Yeah, and that's what I love about what we do and what I've discovered and what I've been doing and obsessively handcrafting, for over a decade now is, if you don't know what that means, and all this sounds like way out there for you.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, myself included, in the beginning, I was told, yeah, you need to meditate. And I was like, well, what, how does that even work? When you sit in the sauna, when you in the sauna space and you sit in this firelight and you're calmed down and you're just being, it naturally is naturally conducive to centering you and bringing you back to yourself and helping you as much as anything could to start listening to yourself. And it's not, it's challenging in the beginning. Like, you know, when you try to sit in there, your mind's racing, you're thinking of the past and the future all the time, these elements of nature are naturally supportive and bringing you back to yourself and reconnecting with the divine aspect of yourself. And you, it's a very easy, accessible path towards this concept of developing, this listening approach and this observer approach to yourself. And so it's a powerful tool in that way, where some people think, well, how in the heck do I even do that? Well, and what we're doing here at Sauna Space, you don't do anything. You just sit there and it actually happens naturally because the body wants this nourishment and it wants to be back to itself. And eventually, yeah, once you get the toxins out and you get mind clarity, you begin to be able to actualize this innate intelligence that we all have. We all have it. We're all unlimited. Like nobody is above or below anybody else. We all have this unlimited power that's ready to be accessed, but it does take intention and desire and knowing yourself and some discipline of practice to work towards.
That's beautiful and true. And honestly, I could literally talk to you for hours. I know people say that on podcasts, but I really mean it right now. Like we're really in like a flow, but I really want people to be able to find your product because I really do think that it is the best out there for these portable saunas that are accessible to us that we can have in our own homes. So how can they find your product?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is sauna.space and you can go there and check out our Learn Center to learn more about our, our light spectrum and the sun and what sauna and light therapy do for you. All of our products are on there. You can read our customer reviews on entry product page. There's thousands of them actually, and learn about how people are transforming their body, mind, and spirit through what we do here at Sauna Space. We have in-house customer service. We're all based. It's all handcrafted here in Missouri, and you can call. You can email and chat us all the time, but
very beautiful.
But like you can actually call us and we actually our customer service is right here and we talk, we answer the phone ourselves. It's a shocking concept. So yeah, we're sauna.space. We're based in Missouri in the USA. And you can also check us out on YouTube and Instagram at Sauna Space. We have a lot of cool content on there where I've done a lot of deep dives into the science and measuring things with EMF and a lot of great stuff. So at Sauna Space on social and sauna.space is the website.
Yeah. And you do a lot of great interviews. I've listened to before, so they can check you out and listen to all of your knowledge because, you've really gone deep into all of this. So
yeah, I wanted to just explain to people like all of our offerings because we have a lot of stuff on the website. So just really clear. So you can buy just the sauna panel. It comes 3 and 4 bulb version for people who already have a cabinet sauna, a farm fred sauna or a regular cabinet sauna, and they want to upgrade at that space. They just buy the sauna panel, put it in there and plug it in, use it instead of the built-in heaters, and they can they can upgrade their existing cabinet to a sauna space.
Awesome.
So that's one option. And then it also presents itself as a do-it-yourself sauna option. So some people like buy the sauna panel and our pedestal and our stool and put it in a closet, like a little stair closet or something, and make their own little sauna space at home. If they don't have room for the full sauna, we also have a sauna shower conversion kit, which is all of those elements and a shower curtain that's organic and some shower curtain rods that creates a ceiling and a front wall and boxes in a full shower.
Wow.
So again, people who don't have room for the full sauna space enclosure, that's a really cool solution to get a sauna space in your home and to have a sauna at home. And then our saunas ourselves, yeah, they come in five colors. So it's all organic, washed cotton. And we have our natural and indigo and dark chocolate and stone, which is a minimalist gray. And then the one you see behind me is hand dyed with turmeric spice, with organic turmeric spice in this Ayurvastic, it's called Ayurvastra. So it's Ayurvedic medicinal dyeing of fabric for health benefits. It's this cool, like, so that's dyed in a really special way. So if people want the anti-inflammatory Ayurvedic power of turmeric surrounding them, that's a beautiful hand-dyed color that we also offer. So we offer all of that, and then for portable use, for targeted therapy and so forth, we have our portable therapy light called the Photon, and that is used classically on the body for local relief anywhere on the naked flesh. But it's also used for technology fatigue next to the computer, for clean, beautiful light after dark that's blue light free, for blue light mitigation, and for relaxing like the nervous system before bed. You can use it on back of the head. You can use it literally, it's literally a firelight. So it's literally this little fireplace next to you. So really anywhere you're indoors, it can be this companion that's we don't have the light that we need indoors. So it makes the indoor light environment like the outdoors, and it's something that people just have on and live with all day long. So all of these things provide ways to get sauna space and get this full spectrum light and the sauna benefit, into your life. And then one other thing is we actually offer a super sauna option now, where you, in addition to buying one of our saunas, you buy another three light sauna panel. And you create a seven bulb system. This is not for everybody. This is more for the athletes and the biohackers, but this reduces the session duration down to like 12 or 15 minutes. So it's extremely powerful, extremely fast. And all of our sauna panels come with multiple switches. So it's hormetic stress, and everybody's different. And so we can start slowly by using maybe one or two bulbs if we're not very heat tolerant or we have autoimmune or other things in the beginning. And we can slowly build up to a full session with four bulbs, curtain closed for 20 or 30 minutes. And then when we even want more, after maybe months and years of sauna use and endurance and becoming really optimal, you can super sauna your setup with another three bulb panel.
That's awesome. Lots of options. That's great. And yeah, I've seen that the little switch on each level. I liked that.
Yeah, it's all about making this accessible to everybody. Everybody can use this. Some people only use it for 5 minutes in the beginning. I've actually had customers who start out just using our photon therapy light on their gut for many months, and then eventually
Move up.
they build up the strength and they shift the homeostasis, and they can actually
They can
handle a sauna
handle.
session. A lot of people
Exactly.
are told like, "Hey, don't heat up your head. Like, you can't handle a sauna session." That's not true. It's just hormetic stress, and we need to build up to that. We need to cleanse the body carefully and slowly. And that's what we're all about, is doing this very intentionally and carefully, and being aligned with what each person needs, which is different.
I love that. Us too, because even we start off microdosing and build up because we know that people need these things. Say it's a binder, people can react to them. So we'll microdose it, like, and then you build up because it's that hormetic stress. Thanks again so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me,
Thank
Stephanie. This was
you.
wonderful.
Thank you so much for listening to the What Happens in Vegas podcast. To help support the show, please leave us a rating and review. Also, head to vegasclinic.com, that's vagusclinic.com, to check out free resources, how to work with us, and more.